Listen, get your Bibles out, and no notes tonight given to you. No, yes, notes. Yes, your notes. Okay, no notes put away. No. No free notes. You're going to have to take hand notes. A lot of the points will be up on the screen and the scriptures, but I want to encourage you to write this stuff down and go over it in your quiet times. These first two lessons that we're doing are to give us a conviction about friendship. And not just friendship, but quality friendships. You know, when I was a kid, I had a lot of friendships. They weren't quality friendships. You ever heard the verse, the proverb, the blind leading the blind, they'll both fall into a pit? That's exactly what happened. My friend and I, we drove right into a pit at about 100 miles an hour. That's what bad friendships will do. We were lucky to walk away from that accident alive. At 16 years old, at 4 in the morning, Mom and Dad were out of town. We need good friendships, right? Friendships that will elevate us, not bring us down. People that will be there for us when times are tough. And so that's why we're talking about partnerships, faith partnerships. And we're going to be setting up these structural relationships. You say, well, structural, shouldn't it be natural? Yes, but when we're not in the practice of having these kinds of friendships, we need to set something up. For some of us who have been in the church a while, you remember your discipleship partner, right? But that was very vertical. We're talking about horizontal here. Faith partners. I'm my brother's keeper. I will be there for you. You'll be there for me. And we're going to help each other grow spiritually. Relationships that elevate. That's what faith partners are all about. So I want to emphasize it for the young people. Remember last week we talked about who are my two? Remember that? Have you figured it out? Who are your two? Your two are the person who's going to help you, mentor you, and then your faith partner. The guy who, or the sister that's going to be there for you, and you're going to help each other grow. And in each faith group, we're going to be talking about how we're going to set that up. But go ahead and think, who can I connect with in my faith group? And set up that partnership. Amen. Let's turn over in our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. In verse 1. Now this is probably one of the more famous chapters and verses, sets of verses in the New Testament. Because it talks about love. What is love? These first few verses talk about the importance of love. Can everybody see it? Can you see it clearly? Look what Paul says here. Now we've been working on faith, right? In the region. How important is faith? Man, it's huge, right? Everything starts with faith. But faith needs to show its head. Faith needs to show itself. And how does faith show itself? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. It says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have the faith that can move mountains, but have not love, what's the Bible say there? Let me hear you say it. Let me hear you say it again. I am nothing. We are nothing. If we do not have what Lonnie just shared about, love. The New Testament emphasizes love over and over. What does this world need? What does God want to give? What does He want to teach us to have? Love. And as much as we've been emphasizing faith, we need to understand how important love is. Because love is what extends out from faith, true faith. Okay, there are a lot of people who say, I have faith. Show me. Show me by your love. Show me by your acts of faith. Okay, and that's what partnership is all about. Verse 3, if I give all my possessions to the poor and surrender my body, imagine this special missions contribution. Man, you come in and you write the check. All you have. And you walk out going, man, God, I feel like I'm a completely sold out disciple. I gave everything. And yet you don't love people. Look what it says. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, martyrdom, even martyrdom, if you surrender your body to the flames in the name of Jesus, but have not love, I gain nothing. What's the emphasis here? Love. How practically can we live a life of love if we don't set up relationships in our fellowship? And there, as I've said the last 2 weeks, there are too many people that are an island. We're imitating the practice of the world. People are lonely. People are not connected. Let's look at this next verse that we have as our theme for the year. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. The Bible says, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Faith has got to show itself. And I ask you tonight, how's your faith? Can you see it? Can other people see it? Are you close? Are you tied in? Or are you disconnected, an island? Very important that we focus on love and having those kinds of relationships. Put the past behind. Some of us are surviving on fumes of relationships of the past. Those are just fumes. That was a long time ago. You have fond memories. I'm talking about today. Who are your friends today? Who are the people that you're close to today? And instead of saying, oh, I remember when. Today we're going to start and we need to build new relationships. Relationships that will last a lifetime. These are things you can take with you. You've heard the phrase, you can't take it with you. Faith partners, you take them with you. These are eternal friendships. You remaining faithful, them remaining faithful, helping each other to remain faithful. But let's get down to real relationships. Let's watch this little video clip. Because when we were growing up, we had imaginary relationships like we saw in the video clip. Right? Some of you guys are living on imaginary relationships. You think they're good. You think they're deep. They haven't been tested. And they're not spiritual. And that's you won't know sometimes how the quality of your friendships till you go through a hard time. But if you don't go about building those friendships, guess what? You don't want to wait for the surprise. So let's get about the work. Amen? As we talked about last week, we're going to do a couple of the slides that we saw. Partnership is the emphasis. A lot of times we talked in the past about discipling. Okay, the vertical friendship or the vertical relationship. Are you getting discipled? If you're not a disciple, and if you're not being discipled, well then, your salvation is in question. That was the emphasis. Really, the Scriptures emphasize partnership, the horizontal relationships, the one another relationships. Remember the thing we talked about? How many verses are in the Bible that talk about the up and down relationships? Maybe three. How many of them are about the pairing, the side-by-side relationships? Hundreds. Hundreds. And we're going to look at more of that today. But we've got to have a devotion in those relationships. We've got to be devoted to them. It's not waiting around for somebody to, hey, you know, will you be my faith partner? No, we've got to take the initiative. Devotion is emphasized in our relationships with one another as partners. Not in our hierarchical relationships. Ephesians 4, verse 2. Can you see that? Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient. Bearing with who? One another in love. Now, these faith partnerships, they're not going to be easy. It's not a free ride. There will be ups and downs. You know, there will be drama sometimes. But you have to weather it in love. And then verse 3, it says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And then Romans 12, verse 9, love must be sincere. No wax. No fake. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another. In brotherly love, honor one another above yourself. Love and unity are built through partnerships, not just through hierarchy. And we've got to see that in our faith groups. Who are your partners? Who are you partnered up with in these new faith groups that we have? Love is our obligation, not just our need. You know, a lot of us have gotten by without those close relationships. We used to have them when we were baby Christians, but what about now? And some of us have learned to get by. Well, I don't need it. Well, it's not a question of need. Biblically speaking, it's an obligation. It's a duty. It's what God requires of us. Remember the emphasis on love in those first few verses that we looked at? Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Let no debt remain outstanding. Means, in other words, pay your debts. Except one debt that you can leave outstanding. And it will remain outstanding. The debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. You're fulfilling the commands of God. It's our obligation. Misapplying fear-based motives can lead to a backlash of rebellion and disconnection. And some of us may have gone through that in the past. You know who I'm talking to, where we pull back because of different things. That's not the right reaction. We got to continue to follow what God wants. Love is the emphasis of Jesus' commands. Look in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another. Love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. How do you know if somebody's in God? Their relationships. Their love for each other in their relationships. 4:12 or 4:20. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he's a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. Very clear, the Scriptures. And then in 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and His love is made complete in us. See, it's not just a nice thing to do, building faith partnerships. If we want God to be in His church and to be among us, what must we do to make that happen? We've got to love each other. And in our faith groups, if you want someone to walk into your faith group, just like our sister in Campinas, she came here and she said, man, God is among you. And we don't have this in Campinas. São Paulo, Estado de São Paulo. We don't have that here. But I saw it, and now that she can take it back and implement it. When someone comes to your faith group or to a teen ministry event, are they going to feel the love? It's up to you guys to build it. And when someone comes, pull them in. Let them feel the love. Then God will be among you. Love our brothers who we see and brothers who are physically near us. Love covers over sins. Did you know that? That's what the Bible says, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Yeah, how many of us have got sin? Raise your hand. Did you sin today? Don't pull your hand down. You probably did, you just don't know it. Here's what you can have that sin forgiven of through love. That's what this scripture says. Because love covers over how much sin? A whole truckload. I mean a huge amount of sin. When we love, God says, you know what? I'm going to overlook that sin. I'm going to forgive that sin. Because this child of mine loves and gives love. How much love have you given today? Are you ready to give some tonight? The Bible says you'll be forgiven of your sins. Now look at these different verses. Romans chapter 1, Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. It's an Old Testament scripture that's quoted again and again in the New Testament. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. The righteous will live by faith. Right? You have to have faith in order to be righteous. Now look at this, what we've seen earlier, Galatians 5, 6. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. So, do a little technology and splicing these together. The righteous will live by faith expressing itself through love. If you want to be righteous, what must you do? You must express your faith through love. And loving relationships. Love is the aim of faith. Amen. Let's talk about faith. Let's grow in our faith. But you know, faith in and of itself is dead. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3. We just looked at it. If it doesn't manifest itself in love. Love is the aim of faith. Faith has got to go somewhere. And then as we grow in our faith, we're going to grow in our love for the East San Gabriel Valley. Our compassion, our desire to want to see people saved. Teens, singles, college students, marrieds, everybody, singles, everybody, young and old. We want to love them and help them. That's our faith. That's when our faith is active. The righteous will live by faith, expressing itself through love. We are made righteous by love. First, you can barely see it. It's so small. Can you read that? Might need your glasses. 1 John, I might need my glasses. 1 John 3, verse 18, it says, let us not love with words or tongue, but with action and in truth. Now, love doesn't mean fluffy, nice, candy-coated. What's it mean? That means I've got to tell you the truth. You've got to tell me the truth. If we're not really there, and if a brother or your partner, faith partner, is not really in a good place spiritually, what is your obligation if you truly love him? Help him out. Help him see it. Help him know. Love him. Share with him what he needs. Loving in truth. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Loving in truth means I'm going to be honest about who I am and where I'm at. That's when we truly have fellowship. These faith partnerships, you need to build the confidentiality, the closeness to where you can get open about your life. Because when you get open, that's where you'll find forgiveness also, according to the Scriptures. Loving in truth means being open about with our lives. We are made righteous by love and honesty. Who are you, really? A lot of people may know us on the outside, but they don't really know us who we really are. And the only way we can build those great relationships is by getting genuine and open. God commands that we have close relationships that involves being open and confessing our sin. This can happen through partnerships. We need partnerships. We are made righteous by our love and honesty. Love is the obligation, not just the need. Love is the emphasis of Jesus' commands. Partnership is the emphasis. That's all I got tonight. You're like, wow, where's the rest? We're going to break up into our faith groups, whoever's here tonight in your faith group. And we're going to talk about what we've heard. And if you have time, maybe it's a good time to get open. How's your week going so far? But here's one thing that I want to encourage you to do, both now and in the future. What goes on in your partnership, unless it's a big situation. No fireworks, Dave? Unless you need help with the situation, it stays in your faith partnership. There's every once in a while where you need help because it's a big deal and you need some advice and some counsel. But even that needs to stay confidential to the right people. Me as a minister, I am bound by law to keep things when people come to me and confess and talk to me about their situation. I'm bound by law, the California state law. I can't share it. And you're not going to be bound by law, but we need to treasure honesty and confidentiality in our partnerships. Amen. Okay, that's a freebie. Okay, because that will build trust. But at the same time, let's help each other. Okay, let's help each other go in the right direction. And like I said, relationships that elevate, not pulling down. Amen? So let's break up into our faith group.